Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Another series of questions sent over about a few days ago. I've already answered these on my chat server, but thought I'd give another stab just to do it as a more public announcement. Okay, so this person's already a member of mine. Yes, I'm currently watching your Python algo trading videos and trying to build my own platform. The full list of pairs, tickets from Binance, and now know how to create some conditions based on volume and liquidity. What this person's referring to on my Python course is over at quantlabs.shop. Well, we have the Quant Elite service here. If you go to quantlabs.shop, go under home, and then under there you just look for the main collection right here, main items, and then this Python logo is what you're looking for. For that Python course, this will help you build out your trading bot. So that's the one, the same one I use. Now, just to continue for him, how can I calculate the volume and percent and put the pairs in order from top to bottom like the coin market cap did below? So he's referring to something like this. I'll show that in a detail. He's doing it here on this link. Now, always remember that CoinMarketCap is owned by Binance as well. So that's how proliferated they are in the crypto space. Second question, which one shall I pick from the category below on the screenshot to get more accurate volume and liquidity information? Okay, so just generally, if you come to CoinMarketCap, just go under exchange. I'm going to show you some things that have been shaping up. Let's just look at general cryptocurrency. So we have the usual suspects, Bitcoin, Ethereum doing quite well, Tether, Polkadot, XRP, and whatnot. If you go under exchanges here, very important information to know based upon volume and where most of the volume's being pushed. Right now, today is the 26th, 4:51 p.m., and generally, you see a lot of the performers here. Now, understand there's various classifications here. We have the regular cryptocurrencies that you know of, Bitcoin, Ethereum, whatnot. So out of that, if this thing would speed up, then we move into derivatives. Okay. And then we got DeFi. DeFi projects are moving right now because of, as I said, back in December, Ethereum 2's come out. And a lot of these DeFi projects are built off of, let me just pull up the DeFi right here. I'm going to show you jump from. So if I go into our derivatives, and here's a DeFi. These are the leading coins in the DeFi movement. We got Chainlink, which is appreciating quite quickly. Right now, I think it's going to may drop off. Uniswap, Rapcoin, Aave, SNX, and those are the top ones that I'm seeing that perform. Again, under derivatives, these are now the important part. Now, what I want you to pay attention to is who's the leaders here. So right now, you can see just by Bitcoin USDT, which most of them in the derivatives market trade, are usually based on Tether, which is equivalent Tether to the US dollar. So here we have the leading ones, which is Binance, Huobi, Bybit, BitGet, BitMEX. Okay, there's a couple of concerns I'm starting to see here now when it comes to these. Is the only one exchange out of this lot now that I'm seeing is Kraken. Okay, that's the only one that is proving to show or give access for Americans, because the American market's highly regulated. You got special interests that controls what goes on in the crypto space for what people have access to. And when I say people, I'm talking about the little guy, not the institutions. So here are what's available through the derivatives market using Bitcoin. And as I said, we've already shown you the DeFi. And then we have another classification called storage. I don't see this as much. Filecoin, I'm seeing a little bit. BTT, Ocean, a little bit here and there. But that's pretty well it. Yeah. And then let's get into the exchanges, what the question was really about. So in here, we have different exchanges based upon spot, derivatives, DEC, DAX, and other ones. But the primary ones that I want you to pay attention to for volume is who the leaders are. We have Binance, Coinbase, Kraken. These are the spot markets. So right now, Coinbase for the US is the largest. Kraken's the largest. But when you look at the 24-hour growth, who's the one leading the pack? It's Binance. And that's Binance Asia, which Americans don't have access to, which gives you the complete, you know, 700, probably 1,000 plus coins available on Binance. But Americans do not have access to that. They have access to Binance.us, which doesn't have the same volume as Binance, we'll call it Asia. Then you get this one. Again, this is a spot market. Coinbase, $2.5 billion, Kraken, $1.3 billion. And then here we have other ones that I don't really give a lot of attention to because I question their trust and reliability. So here is the one you want to really pay attention to if you are in the U.S. is Binance.us compared to, let's say, Kraken, which is 10 times bigger, or Coinbase, which is roughly 20 times bigger than Binance US. So that's why I don't recommend Binance US, because it has very little trading volume. So that is the spot market. But really what needs to be paid attention to is the amount, let's say on the 24-hour volume, 13.6, let's say 13.7 billion on a 24-hour basis for the spot market. When we move into the derivatives, we're now moving into the futures market, which is what I trade in, where I get access because there's more data available for bid and ask spread, open interest, order book, and so on. We now have gone from, what was it, 13 billion to 27 billion, 27.4 billion. It's more than doubled. And the reason it's doubled is because of the exact reason that I state. You get more data to work with, and I do believe that there's more institutional volume being pumped through here. I just tracked Binance. There's major big orders. Like you're looking at, I saw an order of 40 Bitcoin or 90 Bitcoin, and that's at $30,000. So these are just in one position over $1 million. So that gives you an idea that there are institutions in Binance. And back a few months ago, before the big run up of Kraken, I saw big orders through that as well, because those are institutional orders. So that's why I play, I have the bots trade in the futures market, because of the volume is much bigger. Now, we have other smaller players like FTX, BitMEX, some of the Chinese-based ones like OKX, Huobi. Those ones have had scandal and I wouldn't trust them. People talk about Deribit, that's based out of Europe. And again, you know, for my Kraken bot, that's only trading Ethereum and Bitcoin. But the concern now is we are starting to get, I just started getting notified about people are having problems withdrawing out of their Kraken account. So I thought, okay, well, if it's just Bitcoin and Ethereum, we could just move everything over to Coinbase for Americans to have experience, a better customer service. I check Coinbase as well. They're not doing too good either on the customer service front. I don't know why US-based exchanges are doing horrible service for Americans and anyone else to be part of that as a customer. I have no response to that really, because I'm kind of baffled by it. So again, Bo, if you wanted to move to Coinbase, I don't think it'd be much better. And the thing is with Coinbase, it's spot. So again, I've already talked about that may have an impact. So for my bots to perform, they have to be with bid and ask. It's not as simple as a switch. So as a group, we need to figure out where to go based upon that. For now, I'm just going to stick it out and crack in. And hopefully something good will come out with the ability to withdraw eventually, especially being in the US, which means that they're supposedly regulated, which means people are signing up as a customer to Kraken and expect to be able to easily withdraw their money. Now, it may take a class action lawsuit against them to enable that. I don't know what the future is, but just be aware of that as as something to be concerned about. So continuing along with the exchanges here. Now, another thing I've kind of been waiting on is the quote unquote options market for Binance Asia. They do have it. It's only available through their website or through their mobile. There's no API that I've seen yet for the options. And last time I checked, you can only do that with Bitcoin, Ethereum, and XRP. XRP, I think, will still get traded on Binance Asia because the lawsuit from the SEC in against Ripple and XRP will affect the America as a whole, but rest of the world will not be affected by that because the CEO dropped many hints before his lawsuit announcement that he wanted to relocate Ripple to somewhere like Japan. So that may happen, which means Ripple and XRP may still continue to be traded specifically on Binance as an example, and may not get affected. And I only mention that because there has been some decent signs of performance with XRP a week ago. So that's why I mentioned that. But as I said, with the other exchanges, you got to be very careful, especially if they're Chinese based, Huobi, OKX, Bybit. I don't, none of these are really good options. BitMEX may have cleaned up their act. I'm going to get clarification, but BitMEX don't take Americans either. So I know some people are on BitMEX because of rebates, but I'm going to ask about that. So there's that. Now, that's a long-winded answer, I must add. Now, he's mentioned about scanning and picking the right coins. So we have the volume up. We have the all of the here. This is what you got to do is you want to subscribe to a service like CoinMarketCap, because they're I don't know what the cost is, but it's going to be $70, $80, no different than if you went with another broker for another asset class where you need to get access to data. The data you get with CoinMarketCap is because it's going to have modified, let's see, the API here. So you want access to the CoinMarket API. So let's say in there, what I would start looking for are some of the characteristics that will help you build your own screener. One of the big advantages of crypto is that it's more transparent than any other asset class. So, for instance, you can get all kinds of bid ask info that you cannot get from any other asset class, namely the futures exchange like CME or the US markets, because they're, again, special interests do not want that info to get out. And even if it did get out, that's why they have also dark pools. That's how, I guess the word is evil they are, the institutions, to protect their own turf from preventing from the retail market to get the same access as they do, which gives them that edge. But in crypto, you don't have to worry about that because, again, that with crypto, it's all transparent. So let me just see if we can get access to the APIs here. Again, I just did a simple search for API. And here you get much more detail through the API, but I'm not sure what the fee is for it. Last time I checked, it was about $70 a month for whatever you're wanting to scan. So it's important to know that that option is available, and I would look at it. For sure. Other than that, I don't know what more I can tell you, but what you're looking for are the performance, be it on a 4 hour hourly basis, and you can build your scanners from that, what's performing or not, okay? Because that's going to help you see what's moving and who the top performers are at that time. So one example would be here. I'm sure there's other data sources you could go to for getting that kind of information. And from there, as I said, you are essentially building out a scanner. And to do this again in any other asset classes, including Forex, is pretty tough to do. But here, that is available in crypto. That's why one of the reasons why I like it. Let me just see as well. Now, it's not necessarily based upon volume. I will say one tip that I have seen last week is, as I said, the market regime is changing in crypto, meaning we've had between November till sometime in January nothing but a run up when you throw money at Bitcoin or Ethereum and it just goes up. So, which means is there's constant momentum, constant orders getting filled, and the order book is constantly full up no matter what coin you decide to trade. What's been happening in the last few days, I've been noticing certain smaller coins, even though they show they are performing, the order book is not full. Like if you took a snapshot, it might be half of what it used to be a month ago. So you have to build a new code to handle those type of, I guess, call them exceptions, and that will throw off your bot. So it's a constant evolution that you have to go through to look for this sort of thing, and that's what I'm building into the bots as a defense now to look for better order books that are more solid, more filled up on a snapshot, meaning that when that's where the momentum is, and there's fewer trading opportunities on Binance because of it, but focusing on the ones where, yes, there is confirmed more solid order books for certain coins, then that means you have a higher probability of profit. If the order book for certain coins, the lower ones, the smaller ones that don't have the volume, you will probably most likely have a profit not happen. You'll just have a massive loss because, you at that point you take a snapshot on the order book to test before you take an entry. Your order book might not be rock solid, or it may be, but when you start putting the position on and then you wait it out even a minute or beyond, what will happen is that the order book starts to weaken, not as many trading volume, therefore the momentum's not there. What happens? Price drops, and it drops hard and fast, and therefore you take losses. So these are the sort of things I'm starting to see. So no matter what I tell you right now, the market regime changes. I do think that the prediction is that a lot of coins, namely the ones that I've listed here in the top crypto. If you look at my new harmonic scans on MotoWave, all of the ones that I put on that watch list for the scanning are usually the top 50. I've talked to an expert insider. He does predict that there will be, over the next few months, a lot of coins to be delisted off of Bitcoin, of Binance, that just don't have the volume anymore, and they're not meeting certain minimum requirements for a trading volume, so they get delisted. So you'll start to see, namely, not just in the spot market, but I do think also in the futures market, because right now I've noticed that in this futures market on Binance, it's up to roughly about 70. If when I started trading and looking at the spot market or the futures market on Binance, it was around 30. So I wouldn't be surprised you'll start to see, let's say there's 70 right now, 40 of them, maybe even half of them will get eventually taken out of the futures market and delisted because there are just more and more losses, more and more people complain, more and more people will not want to trade on Binance because of it. So at some point, I'm sure hopefully Binance will do something about it and get rid of those smaller coins. Same thing in the spot market. Maybe it goes from 1,000 coins and the different combinations, maybe down to, I don't know, let's say 200 or 300. So I see that slaughter coming in the next couple of months, and it has to, because right now the markets have been mostly down than up. But I did talk in one of my videos that there is an oscillation pattern, and it's always like that. Where there is an oscillation on the up moves, they're usually, and I found a couple yesterday, that were 10% up moves. Okay. And one of them moved in a 24-hour period, moved 10% three times. Yes, it is an oscillating period, but if you're able to sense that oscillation on the next upswing, take it. And if it's 5-10%, take it. That's 10% move. When it starts to weaken, get out of the position and wait it out again for the next oscillation period. And that's kind of what's happening with Bitcoin right now. Ethereum's still fairly strong, where there's some good solid upward momentum. Also, what I'm seeing is that there's going to be some new DeFi coins as well. Those I mentioned in my news section in the chat, private chat. Again, if you want to know more about that, just go to quantlabs.net/DVD. So that's a hint that I'm dropping that if you want to know about new upcoming DeFi coins, I do put them in my chat news in the newsroom. So you can see those. And automatically, if Binance lists them, my bot should pick them up. And if they do perform, my bot should pick them up. It's been designed for that with the new DeFi coins, because I think that's where the next big massive returns will come in what we saw in August, September, where certain coins moved up to 30 times in a couple of weeks. So it's going to be back to the kind of penny stock kind of pattern with these new DeFi coins as well. So that's something to be excited about. And a lot of it's driven by the Ethereum 2 update. So hopefully I'll help you out. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of predictions, and we'll leave it at that. Again, so if you want to know more, I would strongly recommend you get onto the chat server, quantlabs.net/DVD. You get lifetime access to the thing. And yeah, we're starting to build out hopefully some good engagement on it as well. And on there as well, if you want to know about the trading client, that's coming really soon. I'm testing that out. I've been saying that for 2 months. I've also mentioned that in another video on the delays. If you want, just answer these questions at quantlabs.net/questions, and just email them to this address here, this email. We'll set up a time to talk one-on-one and get those running. So other than that, thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day. Hopefully, this is better streaming. And other than that, we shall talk to you soon. Have a good day.